So tell us, how are the Cape honeybees reproducing without having sex? I mean, is this the virgin bee we're talking about?
Well, all honeybee workers are virgin, but these ones are peculiar in that, unlike every other honeybee in the world that's a worker, when they lay eggs, they produce females, not males. Every other honeybee in the worker in the world, if it lays an egg, it turns into a male. But the ones in the southern half of South Africa, when they lay an egg, it turns into a girl. And this changes everything, because it means that a worker can get promoted, as it were, to being a queen, provided she can get an egg in a situation where it can be raised as a queen. Mm. So it's like in chess, you can get your egg in the right place, you become the next queen, change from a pawn into a queen.
What might be the benefits of asexual reproduction for the Cape honeybees?
Well, there are tremendous benefits for asexual reproduction for every animal on the planet. And it's a bit weird that, you know, a high proportion of animals, most of us, do produce sexually. Be much more efficient to do it asexually. The way I like to think about this, if you had a population of asexual females, every individual in the population is reproducing, right? Whereas you've got a bunch of useless males hanging around, they don't reproduce directly, so the population grows at half the rate. So this is a major problem in evolutionary biology, why sex is so common. So that would be one advantage to becoming asexual. And the other one is what I talked about earlier, is that they can become social parasites. So these workers of the Cape bees, they invade other colonies of their own subspecies and colonies of honeybees of other subspecies. And it's like a social cancer. They get in there, they lay some eggs. The host workers feed those larvae that hatch from the eggs, and then you get more of these capensis workers. And eventually, because they don't do any work, the colony dies, and then the workers spread to another hive. So in South Africa, in the commercial beekeeping industry, which doesn't tend to keep Cape bees, it's mostly the killer bees from up north in Africa, they have to kill about 10,000 colonies a year that are affected by these social parasites from the capensis population.
Does the sort of asexual reproduction cause any issues for these colonies in terms of genetic diversity and such?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. This parasite that's running around in the commercial population, they're all actually descended from a single bee that lived in 1990, if you can believe it. And there's millions, maybe billions of them infesting the commercial population. And as I said, they all descended from a single worker that lived in 1990, which we know because we know it from history, that when this infection first started. And then we know genetically that it's all from a single bee because they're all the same. But they're not quite all the same, because with every generation, they come slightly more inbred. And it's actually a mystery as to why they're not totally inbred by now. So there's possibly two reasons. One is that when you get an inbred individual showing up, which you do all the time, they die. And the only ones that survive are the ones which just happen to be more heterozygous, as we call it, than the rest of their sisters or the rest of their clone mates. Does that make sense? So each generation you expect a little loss of genetic diversity, and the ones which do lose their genetic diversity, they don't make it to the next generation. It's only the ones that just happen to retain their genetic variability that get to go on to the next generation after that. So it's remarkable. We expect them all to be totally inbred, but they're not.
It is rather extraordinary, I would have thought. Is it possible that other animal species, I mean insect species most likely, possess the genetic ability to reproduce asexually? They just haven't had that sort of genetic trigger that sort of fired in this case?
Right. So there are some species where it's normal. So stick insects, if you put some stick insects in a jar, they will start laying eggs even if there's no boys in there. and produce new female stick insects. Hammerhead sharks have been known to do it. It's kind of exciting. Mm. Somebody had them in an aquarium and for 2 or 3 years, and then one popped out a baby, so that was interesting. Komodo dragons can do it. There's quite a few species that can do it. Widespread, but not common.
Rather remarkable, I would say. Well, Benjamin, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Not a problem. Hope you got something out of it.